Tax matters. Liabilities not removed by VAT deregistration. Value-added tax, VAT, is a transaction tax, and the implications will vary for different transactions. Some transactions are taxed at a rate of 14.5%, effective January 1, 2020, previously 15%, or 0%, while other transactions are exempt from VAT. Deregistration relieves the person of the administrative burden of having to account for output tax and entitlements to input tax effective date of deregistration. However, this may prompt a ZIMRA audit for purposes of ascertaining whether an operator was carrying on his business within the confines of the law. During this period, the operator's VAT refunds and set-offs will be suspended until the audit is finalized. VAT cancellation cannot be avoided by filing nil VAT returns either, as this may also attract ZIMRA's attention and who may require explanation from the operator as to why he should remain registered. The commissioner usually requests for information such as the date of cessation, whether all assets and equipment were disposed of, details on how they were disposed of, and the status of the business premises whenever deregistering an operator. This is to establish that the whole VAT liability was settled as well as ascertaining that all returns are filed before deregistration. Deregistration triggers VAT on assets and stock on hand at the time of deregistration. An involuntary supply is triggered when a person ceases to be VAT registered. The person would be deemed in terms of S7(2) of the VAT Act to have sold goods or any or right capable of assignment, cession or surrender forming part of the assets of his trade held or prior to day of deregistration. The supply would be standard rated despite the assets not having been sold. The provision prevents a deregistered person from obtaining an unfair advantage over other unregistered persons by continuing to have the use of VAT-free goods. The goods would exist in circulation without any possibility of tax due on any final sale being received. Assets include buildings, plant and machinery, commercial vehicles, those goods purchased, where title has not yet passed to the taxable person but where input tax on the purchase has been allowed, for example goods on hire purchase, HP, lease purchase and goods subject to reservation of title clauses. Also included are goods manufactured by the taxable person where input tax has been allowed on the component parts of the finished article. Rights include an intangible assets such as patents, trademarks, goodwill capable of assignment, cession or surrender. The operator's VAT liabilities do not automatically fall away by deregistration. However, the VAT deregistration is suspended until the operator pays its outstanding tax, files all outstanding returns and fulfills all outstanding obligations. This means that the operator will be deregistered only if all outstanding liabilities or obligations incurred under the VAT Act have been settled or resolved. Once ZIMRA receives the notification for deregistration, the process of VAT cancellation will commence and the operator's VAT registration status will be suspended from an effective date. However, the operator must still charge, collect and account for VAT until informed by ZIMRA of its VAT deregistration status. The operator will remain liable to such omissions or commissions even after being deregistered. For instance, if the operator did not fiscalize when it was required to do so, it will be liable to a civil penalty of ZWL $25 a day per sales point up to 91 days. Meanwhile, an operator cannot claim input tax after ceasing to be VAT registered. Section 7(2) would not, however, be applied on assets which the registered operator was denied an input credit when the goods were acquired, e.g. canteen equipment, etc. This means that if the asset did not qualify for an input tax deduction, the fact the trader has ceased to carry on business does not result in the asset being subject to VAT. Additionally, no output tax would apply where the goods were purchased prior to the commencement date of VAT. Input tax would have been denied if the Act had been in operation at that time or in respect of goods or right in respect of the acquisition of which by such registered operator a deduction has not been allowed or will not be allowed, where such registered operator was registered pursuant to an application for registration due to a bona fide error on the part of any person. When deregistration or cessation of trade is caused by a registered operator's death or insolvency, the executor or trustee will be deemed to be a registered operator for purposes of continuation of the trade or termination of the trade. The supply to the executor or trustee is zero rated. A mortgagee who repossesses property previously mortgaged by the mortgager is deemed to be a registered operator if he carries on any trade of the mortgager on such property as long as the mortgager was a registered operator. The mortgager shall not be liable for output tax in terms of this provision. The accounting for output tax on the total value of assets upon cessation of trade is likely to cause cash flow problems for operators since the assets would be sold at a later period. Furthermore, a VAT cancellation may prompt a comprehensive ZIMRA audit for purposes of ascertaining whether an operator was carrying on his business within the confines of the law. It also means ZIMRA will withhold the operator's VAT refunds and suspend set-off of such refunds against other tax obligations until the audit is finalized. VAT in terms of this section is computed as tax fraction of cost to the operator of the goods or services, inclusive of VAT, or the open market value of such supply, whichever is the lesser amount. In conclusion, VAT deregistration needs to be planned, otherwise it can trigger expensive errors. The operator should therefore choose a suitable date to deregister. Taxpayers can avoid abrupt cancellation by submitting nil returns whilst planning to sell the assets. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming payroll tax and administration course. The course commences January 13, 2022 to February 8, 2022 online through the Zoom portal. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and chief executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.